Global stocks edged up and bond yields clung to recent highs on Tuesday as investors awaited U.S. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell and No. 39's appearance before the Senate Banking Committee, hoping for clues to the timing of expected policy tightening. And NBSP. Powell, who is seeking a second four-year term as head of the Fed, appears before the committee on Tuesday followed by a hearing with Vice Chair nominee Lael Brainard on Thursday. And NBSP. Equity markets had a bruising start to the year as bets that the Fed could raise interest rates as soon as March spurred investors to pair risky assets and lifted the 10-year Treasury yield to a two-year high. And NBSP. The MSCI All Country Stock Index nudged 0.2% up to 742.93 points on Tuesday. In Europe, the stocks index jumped 1%, snapping a three-day losing streak to enjoy its best day in nearly 3 weeks. And NBSP. And QUOT, the flight path is still for growth to remain above trend, with healthy businesses and households and CapEx policies, and QUOT, said Grace Peters, head of investment strategy for Europe, Middle East and Africa at JP Morgan Private Bank. And NBSP. And QUOT, a lot of this money is just starting to come into the system now, so we don't, and number 39, T, think the hawkish mood at central banks and the move up in bond yields derails the economic expansion or leads to any prolonged downturn in equities, and QUOT, she added. And NBSP. The Nikkei index fell 0.9% as trading resumed after a holiday on Monday. Australian stocks shed 0.8%. Taiwan added 0.3% and Seoul was steady. Hong Kong ticked 0.1% higher and China and number 39, S300 index shed 0.8%. And NBSP. However, S&P, P500 and Nasdaq futures pointed to a flat start for US stocks. And NBSP. US December consumer inflation data will be released on Wednesday, with the headline CPI seen coming in at a red-hot 7% on a year-on-year basis, boosting the case for rates to rise sooner rather than later. And NBSP. Inflation pressures prompted the Fed in December to flag plans to tighten policy faster than expected, possibly even hiking rates in March, though that was before it became clear just how fast the Omicron variant would spread. And NBSP. Fed Chief Powell pledged, and QUOT, to prevent higher inflation from becoming entrenched, and QUOT, in comments prepared for his Tuesday and number 39's congressional hearing. And NBSP. He did not mention the central bank and number 39's plans to hike rates explicitly, and this week and number 39's hearings are the first opportunity for Powell and Brainard to shed more light on their views. And NBSP. And QUOT, we continue to believe liftoff in March is increasingly likely. How these debates are settled will likely have implications for post-liftoff rate hikes, and QUOT, Nomura and number 39's economists said in a report, referring to US monetary policy. And NBSP. And QUOT, in particular, we believe comments regarding earlier runoff and less aggressive rate hikes support our view that the Fed will slow the pace of rate hikes to 2 per year in 2023. And QUOT semicolon and NBSP. Eurozone government bond yields hovered near recent peaks while 10-year U.S. Treasury yields rose to an almost two-year high above 1.8% overnight, before retreating to 1.74%. Providing only muted support for the greenback. And NBSP. The dollar index, which measures the currency against six counterparts, hovered around 95.86. And NBSP. The euro hit a seven-week high versus the Swiss franc, following a rise in Swiss National Bank sight deposits last week, a possible sign that the central bank is intervening to limit the franc and number 39's strength. And NBSP. Bitcoin was back up around $42,200 after having dropped below $40,000 on Monday for the first time since September. And NBSP. Oil prices gained after 2 days of losses, with Brent crude futures up 0.8% at $81.66 a barrel following a 1% drop in the previous session. And NBSP.